Chapter 18a, The Yoga of Liberation Through Renunciation, About Renunciation and Its Threefold Nature. Arjuna said, "One by one, I wish to know about the reality of the renounced ardor, O mighty Armed One, and to understand what renunciation is, O Master of the Senses, Killer of Keshi." The Supreme Lord said, "Giving up the desire of activities is what the learned know as the renounced ardor, while the forsaking of all fruits of action is what the experienced call renunciation." One group of great minds says that fruitive work is an evil and must thus be given up, while others say that the works of sacrifice, charity and penance are never to be given up in this. To be sure about this renunciation, O best of the Bharatas, it is in fact declared to be of three kinds, O tiger among men. Sacrifice, charity, and penance, they are never to be given up, and for sure obliged to do that sacrifice, charity, and penance, there is even for the great soul's purification. But with all these activities, must without doubt, performing them out of duty, the association with their results be given up. That, O son of Prita, is my last and best word on it. Renunciation, then, of activities never implies the forsaking of prescribed duties. A renunciation thus led by illusion is declared to be of ignorance. He who performs renunciation and gives up out of fear because such a workload might be troublesome or a discomfort to the body is for sure of passion and never certain of the outcome. Prescribed work, then, indeed done out of discipline, O Arjuna, and in association with giving up on the result, that renunciation is, in my view, of goodness. The renouncer, who never hates disagreeable work, nor gets attached to the agreeable, is absorbed in goodness, and has an intelligence free from doubt. For sure, it is not possible for the embodied one to be renounced in all activities together, but the renouncer is said to be anyone who is the renouncer of the fruit of labor. The three kinds of karmic consequence, of finding things going to hell, reaching to heaven, or having a mixture of these, come after leaving the world for those who did not renounce, but this is never the case for the renounced ardor. Understand from me that it is said that, in the end of Vedic analysis, O mighty Armed One, for the perfection of all activities, there are these five agents. The place, the doer, the variety of different means, and the separate ways are surely also the divine as the fifth. These are the five that lead to all the karma which one physically takes up in speech and in mind during right or the contrary. So anyone who sees his soul in this as the only agent is then not led by intelligence, he is of a foolish vision. One whose nature is never falsely identified, one whose intelligence is never blinded, he, even killing in this world, never kills, nor does he become entangled. Knowledge, the known, and the knower are the three incentives for action. The senses, the karma, and the doer are, as you know, the threefold constituents. One says that knowledge, action, and the doer are for certain as well of three kinds in terms of the three modes of nature. Hear also how they are all set apart. That knowledge, by which one sees the imperishable ground of all living entities as undivided, although they are divided in number, you should know to be in goodness. But that knowledge, which, of division to the diverse situations, understands that ground as different in all the living beings, must be known as being of passion. And that which is fixed on one type of work, as if that would be all, is unfounded, lacks in reality, and is too easy. It is said to be of darkness. That action, which is regulated, without attachment, like or dislike, and done without desiring the result is said to be of goodness. But that work, which is done in hot pursuit, identified with the material, or again is done with a lot of pressure, that is said to be in the mode of passion. And that work, which is after attachment, is destructive, causes distress, and has no regard for the consequences, or is begun being mistaken about one's own capacity, that is said to be of ignorance. A worker, freed from attachment, not to the service of the body, qualified with resolve, doing the best he can, unwavering in accomplishment and failure, one says, is in the mode of goodness. A worker is declared to be of passion if he is very attached in his desire of working for the result, is avaricious, of a violent nature, impure in his motives, and led by joy and sorrow. Unconnected, materialistic, obstinate, deceitful, waging against others, lazy, morose, and procrastinating, is what one says of the worker in the mode of ignorance. O winner of wealth, now listen, as I describe to you in detail how the individual types of intelligence and conviction are certainly also differing in three kinds to the modes of nature. O son of Pritha, understanding, which knows how to move onwards and how to refrain from it, what should be done and what not, what is to be feared and not to be feared, and what is of bondage and what of liberation, know that to be of goodness. Not precisely knowing of what is to the original nature and what goes against, what would be right and what would be wrong, that intelligence, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of passion. The intelligence, which thus covered by illusion, thinks unrighteousness to be true nature and thinks that everything goes the wrong way, that intelligence, O son of Pritha, is of ignorance. That bearing, which by an unbroken practice of yoga retains the activity of the mind, the life force, and the sense organs, that resolve, O son of Pritha, is of the mode of goodness. But the attitude, O Arjuna, by which one holds on to one's righteous duty, enjoyment, and material progress out of attachment in desiring the fruits, that determination, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of passion. That will, by which one never gives up the sleeping, fearing, lamenting, drooping, and surely also the presuming, is of an unintelligent attitude in the mode of ignorance, O son of Pritha. But hear from me now about three kinds of happiness one enjoys by fortitude, O best amongst the Bharatas, and of which one reaches the end of sorrow. That happiness, which is in the beginning like poison, but in the end compassed with nectar, is in the mode of goodness, said to be born in the soul from the grace of intelligence. That happiness, which results from the contact of the senses with the sense objects, and which, in the beginning, is just like nectar, but in the end is like poison, that happiness is considered to be in the mode of passion. That which from the beginning to the end is happiness, produced by self-deception, sloth, laziness, and misunderstanding, that is said to be of ignorance. There is no being in existence, either on earth or in the higher spheres among the divine, that is free from the influence of these three modes of material nature.